Well, let's bring in Bruce Jenkins.
Yeah,
so
let's
it's time to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. And, of course, they got the new showroom down in Monterey. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Good. What's going on, guys?
Well, you know, I'm glad I have you on. You know, every season has a different look to it. You never know where it's going to go. Flannery said, hey, I want to see a month of baseball, then I'll figure it out. But just watching Bumgarner last night, Bruce, and, you know, and it's an argument for no DH. Mm-hmm. Just to see this country boy get into a couple of them. He's got three lifetime. I think he's going to have over 10 when it's said and done. I thought it was a great moment.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah. He's from Hickory, North Carolina.
All right, that's very it. Good. That's okay.
It. Of course it's Hickory.
Near Smallville. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's the modern-day Don Drysdale, big right-hand hitter who can really hit, loves to hit. Every time he hits one like that, it's totally no accident. He's got a beautiful swing, and it's just, you know, people say they don't like to watch pitchers hit. I actually like to watch any pitcher hit because it's just so instructive. You know, mm-hmm. the guy. Well, here's a guy who never even practices. Here's a guy with no pride. Here's a guy, a good athlete. He can run, maybe doesn't hit that well. Here's just a flat good hitter like Bumgarner or Zach Greinke. You know, and that's pure baseball.
Yeah, you know, watching this, the crowd react last night. You know,
oh God,
because it. You know, as I say on the show, Bruce, they're down 3-1, 4-0. In the third inning, I tell you, just watching the games, I'm getting, you know, attuned to it already. They're coming back. There's no question they're coming back, unless it's a Greinke or someone, or Roy Halladay, who's, of right. course, gone. They can hit just about anybody.
Yeah, it's great. That was an amazing scene. I mean, the crowd was buzzing. The scene in the dugout was just hilarious. Guys coming up to him, and they were all just completely jazzed by that event. It was so awesome, you know. And just every Bumgarner start is kind of a wonderful adventure in itself. But they absolutely are going to be a team that comes back. And, you know, because they've won a couple of world titles and so many of these guys have been part of it, they believe they can do it. They've done it before. It's part of their, you know, the fabric of the team. So it's a great thing to know you got in your pocket.
Bruce, you talked a little bit in your column today about the bench. And, God, you and I remember talking about this down in spring training. We did this last year, the lack of the veterans coming off the bench. And really, if you take Hicks out of the equation, they're like 5-59 off the bench right now in the National League. That's not going to work because you need bench guys. They may have to make a move here.
Yeah, they might. But, you know, even if they do, it's what they really need is a real stud of a pinch hitter. If he's a switch hitter, even better. But a guy who just hits. I mean, it's understood that he's not going to help you much defensively, but he can deliver that pinch hit. He can be Lenny Harris or Cliff Johnson, or, you know, you can go back as far as you want, the days of Jerry Lynch and George Crow and all that, or, you know, Manny Sanguin in latter day, or Vic Devilio. But somebody who can just get up there and just flat out hit at, you know, 10 minutes to midnight if you need him. You can't afford to carry a guy like that anymore because guys have to play different positions. You run out of players so fast if you only have five. And you can't carry a guy, you know, well, Billy Hamilton's an extreme, but somebody who just runs like the wind, who can come in there and change a game for you, you can't really afford to carry a guy like that either.
How do you like the first week or 2 weeks of baseball? Charlie Blackman, someone we have here today, not many fans know it, a left-handed hitter. He's about 27 years old. I talked to Walt Weiss about him yesterday. 6-for-6. Then he went 3-for-4. His next game, 9-for-10. He's leading the major leagues in hitting. First couple of weeks, somebody always jumps out. I love the first couple of weeks to see what happens. You got Trumbo hitting home runs. Belt is gone wild. He's not in the lineup today against the lefty. I love the first 2 weeks because, you know, it's not going to last, but somebody's going to jump up and get you.
Yeah, Charlie Blackman's a perfect example. I mean, he just seems like a guy who's going to fade into the woodwork. But, you know, he's the kind of guy that can come off their bench. Now that he's done all these things, it's not like he can't afford to, you know, to let him go and be a good pinch hitter. I'll tell you, one guy who may not be going away is this, you know, the kid from Cuba, Jose Abreu, for the White Sox. He looks like a very for real hitter, right hand hitter. You know, the Twins were pitching around him after like two games, and so you'll see guys that are just now coming onto the scene and have a look of permanence about them. Then you might see a guy like Blackman who. Who knows? In 2 months from now, he may not even be around.
Yeah, you know, you bring up Jose Abreu, who really is off to a good start for the White Sox. Walt Weiss, who can join us this morning if we have time to get him on, he talks about Abreu and hits to all fields, yeah. Tremendous power. And Orlando Cepeda told me that the best hitter he ever saw coming out of Cuba was Tony Oliva.
Yeah.
And should be a Hall of Famer. Then I talked to Felipe Alou about this guy. He says this may be the best power hitter that's come out since Oliva.
Well, the great thing is he's not obsessed with his Deadpool power, although he certainly has it. He'll take that that outside pitch the other way very comfortably. Cepeda-like, really, the way he goes through the opposite field. And, you know, sometimes the ball just jets right out of the yard, 420. It's like, whoa. You know, he's got the discipline, power, and he looks like he's got he's intelligent up there. And you know, he put up some absurd numbers in Cuba, which you can't always take seriously, but they mean something. I mean, he had amazing averages, home run numbers and everything. So an interesting add to the White Sox, who they had Connor Gillespie hitting third and hitting like well over 300. He drove in four more runs last night, and it's kind of an interesting lineup.
Yeah, and also we'll see the White Sox four times.
Yeah, that's
so we got a good look at them. Hey, you know, the weather out here was crazy during the week. I mean, you know, we've been in this ballpark, 14 years already? And all of a sudden, the night game and the memories of Candlestick, and I tell you, there are baseball gods somewhere, because it brought back Candlestick completely on Wednesday and Thursday night. Balls were dropping, the outfielders couldn't see them, the fog was in. It was surreal. I'm telling you, Bruce, it was out of a Hollywood movie.
Well, somebody just says the word Candlestick, and all of a sudden, it comes back to haunt them, you know. With the one feature that we never had there is the late night seagulls. Man, I tell you, that is an amazing and sometimes disturbing phenomenon. It's like they're going to be around, and you know they're like, get the damn game over with already. What's with the 11th inning here? You know, and people are trying to shield themselves from falling falling bird turds. You know.
Well, Dwayne said it last night. Dwayne said they're communicating with each other because they weren't around because of the fireworks.
Yeah,
they must be listening to the game.
They always know. They seem to always know exactly what's going on. I'm surprised they're saying he should throw him a slider here on 2-2.
Hey, Bruce, I'm not advocating. Well, maybe I am. Just some Alka-Seltzer. Just bring a little Alka-Seltzer in the outfield. You get rid of the birds. I guarantee it. You take care of those bad boys real quick. Hey, speaking of Hollywood, the Dodgers 7-4. It looks like Puig and Hanley Ramirez may be getting going a little bit. What do you think about this Puig guy? I mean, he's so enigmatic and fun to watch last year, but he is such a wild stallion, as they say. This guy so far, he's definitely created, he's continued the buzz around the league.
Well, yeah, no matter which way it goes, the guy is a show. Mm-hmm. It's funny you mentioned the wild stallion. I mean, I think Vin Scully was the first to say that. He's a wild horse, and now you're getting people trying to get inside Puig's head and then defending him, as far as to where he came from. Doesn't speak the language, and it's so insulting to compare him to an animal. It's just getting way out of hand. I mean, they called Mike Cuellar a crazy horse, Marty,
sure.
a Cuban guy from the Orioles, quite lovingly. And I'm sure Vince Scully meant that, you know, not that we have to tame this animal, is that untamed, he's a hell of a show. And what an amazing thing to watch this raw athlete produce.
No, so, they call Pagan crazy horse.
I know. Well,
yeah. Who was the wild horse of the Osage? Was Pepper Martin.
Pepper Martin. Very good, Bruce.
Look at you too.
Very good, Bruce. You and I.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Well, Bruce, you're opening up in a whole other can because Hawk Harrelson got in trouble the other day by the PC mob for saying Asians pitch with a deceptive motion, and people they went bananas on him. I mean, you just better call everything with this a very clean
in
style
general, in general.
Yeah, that was a little over the top, but to say Puig is a wild horse, I mean, yeah, come
right.
on, really.
Right.
Boy, how do you like this the first bit of the National League West? Can you get a handle on it yet? The Padres got a one-hitter from Cashner last night.
He's good.
Their pitching really hasn't kicked in. I know they got a lot of injuries. Arizona, Bruce, it looks to me like, they're going to have a tough season. And Colorado, if they can pitch, they certainly can hit. And then you get the Giants and Dodgers. How do you see the first couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's more or less as expected. The Dodgers are a little bit weird, but very good. Probably have the most talent. The Giants are going to be right there if they stay healthy. I totally agree on Arizona. They're not impressive. I don't think they have an ace, really. They've got guys who can give you a good ball game, but they don't have that big stud, a Bumgarner or a Kershaw. Colorado, Tulowitzki's already been out of the lineup. He tends to get hurt too much, and what a player. I mean, I think he and the Yankees are both maybe zeroing in on him wearing number two, not wearing number two, but playing Jeter's position next year in New York. But, you know, the contracts of Tulowitzki and Cargo have gotten so impressive, and the Rockies, that's always in the air there. There's something's never quite right there, and I think San Diego's just too far away. They are always going to have a great, a pitcher that opens your eyes, whether it was Gregerson a couple of years ago or, now Cashner. But I think it's more or less as advertised so far.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Gonzalez, 4 for 41 against Matt Cain. Mm. How about that?
Oh.
And I'll tell you, Bruce, the home run he hit last night, it was just a laser shot out of here.
Yeah, it's interesting because he pretty much owns Bumgarner. I think it was the fifth homer he's hit
in
32 at-bats, and it was a slow curveball on 3-2. I mean, that's just not a pitch you would expect. He seems to have a real line on what Bumgarner's going to do out there. And then you put him against a right-handed pitcher. Gonzalez certainly isn't fazed by anybody's fastball, but he can't seem to see Matt Cain. So that'll have to continue today if the Giants are going to win this game. But yeah, it's fascinating. I think Kane's going to have a good one today. I feel like he's due.
Well, he owns this team, I'll tell you
that.
And if he can't get it together against this team, then the red flag is getting a little higher.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just so early in the going. It's pretty hard to make a judgment, especially on the negative side for this guy.
All right, a lot of fun. Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, one more for Bruce here is kind of looking national. You mentioned Derek Jeter, and as we spend the summer talking to Bruce here from the Public House patio, Bruce, what do you think about Derek Jeter's farewell tour and all the presents he's going to get, including the very ostentatious boots he got down in Houston? Where does Bruce Jenkins stand on giving millionaires more gifts, as they say, sayonara?
Well, to me, Jeter is one of the great icons in the game, and I'm sure if you're in the ballpark and the gift is something creative, like in Minnesota last year, Mariano Rivera, they gave him a chair made out of broken bats. You know, that was. But here's a nice tie or.
Well, what about the sand sculpture he got? Mariano got down in Tampa. Remember that one? That was kind of weird looking.
Yeah. You got to have a little wit attached to it.
Okay.
It's maybe a little over the top. It's something you don't get in your normal game. But I think Jeter's earned it and. It's a special night if you're in the park. It gets tired on SportsCenter, but not if you're in the park watching it.
Right. Why not celebrate the heroes of baseball?
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, well,
part of it.
I mean, it's got to be fun, though, because
exactly.
Well, I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, did he not get a boat lowered from the rafters in Oakland, Bruce?
I think he did, yeah.
That's cool.
What kind of boat?
Bruce, do you remember? I had to be
a rowboat, right?
Rowboat.
I mean, come on. There you go. Boat from the
lifeboat.
Really?
All right.
All right. Bruce, what's up today?
A little Masters. And,
okay. Good.
Masters and the Giants. One of them is going to get taped. Probably the Giants for a little evening viewing. Watch the Masters live and catch up with the Giants in the evening, and we'll pretend it's a night game in our house.
Great. I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. I want to talk a little bit about Jackie Robinson Day, which is coming up on Tuesday. So tomorrow will be our chance to talk about it and catch up on that with you. Bruce, thanks so much.
Right on, Bruce.
You bet, guys. Take care.
All right. That's the wonderful Bruce Jenkins. Wow.